Thanks for tuning into this podcast from searchfinancialapplications.com. I'm Associate Site and News Editor, Emma Snyder. The release of PeopleSoft 9.2 was one of the biggest stories in human capital management and finance technology last year. Before 9.2, many PeopleSoft users were concerned about the future of the legacy product in light of Oracle's new Software as a Service, HCM, and financials offerings. But Oracle representatives insisted that the vendor wasn't abandoning the PeopleSoft line, and the new release put many users' minds at ease. Two major improvements in 9.2, according to experts, were better user experience and less painful upgrades. Today, we're going to be talking in depth about the PeopleSoft Update Manager with Larry Zagata and Vijay Rajgopalan. Larry is the Vice President of Solutions Delivery with MyPro, a consultancy based out of Milford, Michigan, that focuses solely on PeopleSoft implementations, upgrades, and optimizations, and Vijay is PeopleSoft Lead Administrator. Larry and Vijay, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
So to start, could you explain what is the PeopleSoft Update Manager?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, with PeopleSoft 9.2, there's a brand new mechanism for receiving updates and patches. And that's the PeopleSoft VirtualBox image. And with that PeopleSoft VirtualBox image, there's a brand new tool called PUM, or PeopleSoft Update Manager. What that tool allows customers to do is better manage and maintain their PeopleSoft solution by easily being able to select the update that is applicable to their specific environment. It creates a nice custom change package for them. So, and it applies their custom patches in order in the right process, which allows them to, one, select only what's applicable to them, and two, make it a very easy process. So PeopleSoft Update Manager, in a quick summary, is that tool.
That is correct. And just to add to that, it's easy and flexible to choose affixed to a particular issue that the customer is facing rather than going through a whole bunch of code before you apply to the target environment.
Okay, excellent. So I'm wondering, how does this represent a change from upgrades or patches in the past?
Absolutely. In the past, customers had some challenges as updates and fixes would be delivered periodically. But most importantly, it was challenging for customers to identify what of those updates and fixes were most applicable to them. That was a challenging process. And many times, customers would have to apply the entire content of a particular patch. That resulted in additional time, that resulted in additional testing for things that may not even be applicable to their particular environment. With PUM, that PUM allows them to easily identify the fixes, the new features that are just applicable to them and only what they want to apply. That makes it extremely easy for them to both in the identification process and the application process. So it improves identification, it improves the update process, makes it easier for testing, and overall it's just much more convenient for the end customer.
So. And just to add to that, earlier, like how Larry mentioned, the patches were available in bundles, which were cumulative of various fixes, which actually were to be downloaded from the Oracle support site and then updated into the target environment. And you would be applying a lot more fix than you actually required, and which also extended the time of testing and regression testing that consumed a lot of time for the customers.
So I've heard several times that this is PeopleSoft's answer to more SaaS-style upgrades. Can you explain how so?
Sure. With SaaS, typically the vendors are able to control the upgrade process, new features, new functionality, And they can roll that out rather effectively on whatever schedule they deem and dictate that and send that to their customers. So with PUM, it's a very similar process because, again, customers can select what they want to apply and when they want to apply. PeopleSoft will be releasing new virtual images, which are a fully working PeopleSoft image with specific new features, new functionality, new updates. PeopleSoft made the decision that they're going to release these images every, I believe it's every 8 weeks or so. And this allows customers to be in tune with new features, new functionality, and to be able to apply them as they need and as they're released every 8 weeks or so. Now, this is different from the past because customers would have to wait to a major feature pack or a major release. And that no longer has to happen because PeopleSoft is going to be delivering these new updates periodically throughout the life cycle of a release.
So for my next question, could you walk me through step-by-step how a user would get a patch or updated features through PUM?
So PUM is basically, like how Larry mentioned, is a life cycle management tool. And there are basically two steps that you need to accomplish before getting a patch applied to a target environment. The first step is to install and setting up the PeopleSoft image. And in order to do that, you need to download the PeopleSoft Oracle VirtualBox that is used to build the PeopleSoft image on. The image is available through the Oracle support site and is downloadable. And it is available by application, and it contains all the patches and updates that have been previously released by previous images that have been released prior to the image that you're applying from. The second step is basically setting up PeopleSoft Change Assistant, which is a upgrade and update tool that is primarily used for applying the change package. And just to clarify, a change package is a package that contains all the code and the fixes for applying to the PeopleSoft environment. So coming to the second part of it is setting up a change assistant where you configure and configure a target patching environment, and then Change Assistant uploads the target environment information into the PeopleSoft imaging tool, the image environment, where it verifies and validates the patches that are missing from your target environment and builds a list that you can log on to the PeopleSoft image application. Navigate to that environment and pick and choose the fixes that you would want to apply. The next step is basically creating a change package name that you would want to apply that contains the list of fixes and updates. The next step is to actually use that change package and apply it through the change assistant, which gives you a step-by-step automated way of applying the updates to your target environment, including any change, any customizations that you need to apply, and any files that need to get updated. The entire process is applied to Change Assistant.
So PUM is only available with the new version 9.2. Have you seen increased demand from customers to upgrade to 9.2 to take advantage of this?
We have. We are in the middle of several upgrades now, some that are getting closer to go live and some that have recently started. Many of our conversations with our customers are about 9.2 and PUM. We're being very proactive to make sure that we're evangelist in terms of the power and the value of PUM to customers. While there's been a lot of communications out there around PUM, I don't think customers have fully come to the point where they can appreciate what PUM can do to them, for them. As more customers go live with 9.2, I think the swell will increase as that word spreads of the value of PUM and how it can really change how customers maintain and add new features and functionality to their product set.
How can users then best leverage PUM to keep their PeopleSoft systems up to date? Do you have any advice in that area?
Yeah, I think the biggest value and the biggest thing that they can do to have a positive outcome with PUM is to make sure that they're in sync with the new images that are released by PeopleSoft, again, every 8 weeks or so roughly, and evaluate the content that is in those images, both in terms of patches and new features and functionality that may be rolled out. And if they keep current with those updates, one, they get the value of certainly addressing any issues there are with patches, but they can continually enhance their environment, continually to add more value to their users as they keep up with this. So my one piece of advice would be certainly as those images are deployed, look at them, evaluate them, and then apply what's most applicable and keep current if possible, and that will make the process much smoother and you'll get much more value out of PUM. VJ?
Yeah, and how Larry mentioned earlier, the release of these images that contain all these updates is roughly on an 8-week turnaround. So it helps the customers evaluate you know, how and what needs to be applied, and then the turnaround could be pretty quick because what you can choose to apply totally depends on what your requirement is.
All right, so we've talked about some of the benefits of PUM, some of the advantages. So my last question, I'm wondering if there are any downsides here or any pitfalls to avoid. And maybe if you've heard any customer complaints around PUM.
So far, we haven't encountered any downsides or pitfalls using this new tool since it's new. And overall, our customers have given us very positive feedback about this new way of maintenance and upgrade. And how Larry mentioned earlier about PUM, it is flexible and it's simple. And this new process, this new process of applying the maintenance and upgrades for customers is really enlightening because this wasn't something that was available in the previous releases. Larry?
Yeah, so far we've been utilizing PUM, and as Vijay mentioned, it's been very, very smooth. Works great. Really have not encountered any negative issues or any pitfalls at this point.
Well, thank you so much, Larry and Vijay, for talking with me today. I think this has been really helpful.
Great. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you, Emma.
And thank you. And thanks to you for listening. For more information on MyPro, visit myproconsulting.com. And to keep up with all the latest HR and financial technology news, check out searchfinancialapplications.com. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.